I'm Julia from On the Bench, and today we're joined with Carl from Spiral Marketing. Carl, firstly, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
Thank you. Well, I have been in marketing strategy for going on almost 20 years. And previous to that, I was very into the world of patents and inventions and problem solving, and came from a mixed entrepreneurial and musical background.
That's very interesting. Tell me a little bit about Spiral Marketing and how you differentiate yourself in the agency market.
Spiral Marketing came from a need that arose from executives who I saw who really needed help bridging the gap between the speed of change in technology and marketplace, along with the need to execute. So executives and marketers today need to either wear a lot of hats and be less effective, or learn significantly how to delegate. And I found that in my career, I was very, very into marketing strategy at a high level, but not willing to sacrifice on execution. So I became very good at delegating and extending the reach of efforts without loss of quality. And that has become a real part of the ethos of Spiral Marketing.
So in a nutshell, you do the marketing strategy and then you empower the team to do the execution.
That's correct.
If you were marketing my business, for example, and I had a software company, what would your strategy be, or what is your game plan to kind of come up with a strategy that would help my business? What are your tactics?
Well, I'd ask a lot of questions, and I'd get to know who your customer is and what their problems are, and then I'd find a way to map who they are, where they are, what their problems are, along with their customer journey with your product and service and company. So there's going to be touch points where they move through your funnel from awareness to interest to desire to action to purchase to post-purchase to brand advocacy to brand championship and ultimately becoming a partner. And there are real significant actionable, mappable touch points or triggers, if you will, that signify that they've moved from one step to the other. So we would develop accordingly a full funnel management plan to help move that customer through your funnel and your customer journey. Aligning one's funnel with the customer journey has been one of the topics that I speak on and one of our specialties. And to that point, it could include a multitude of services from writing your marketing plan, or more likely your digital marketing plan, since, you know, we're not trying to be the expert in your business, just mostly the digital marketing side. You know your own business and whether you deal with, you know, traditional methods and how you sell to your customer and how you map out your own product and your own company is and should be your business, right? Mm-hmm. But in terms of mapping out the digital marketing plan, we can do that, or if we need to jump in with execution faster, we can do that as well. But the services that often we get involved in to move customers through the funnel include three broad categories, which is digital advertising, content, and search engine optimization. And obviously on the content side, it springs down into a number of other services, which include blog writing, page writing, landing page development, social media, video writing, video development, and could even get into influencer relationship building, because believe it or not, that falls to our content team to help map out what that will look like, what the messaging looks like, and how that often plays out. We also have design and development services that help make all of those items more efficient. We're commonly hired to get more leads and sales for brands. So those are our service lines that help do that.
Something that I thought was really interesting that you said is that you actually take the funnel and you map out a customer journey. And I wanted to know, when you go into businesses, what do you think are the biggest misconceptions that they have about their own buyers or their own consumers?
It's interesting that you phrase it that way, because so often people say they know their customers, and certainly that is often true to some extent. But what they often do not know, or they haven't thought through, is what are the touch points that a customer makes in order to signify that they've moved from one step to the next, and then come up with a plan around each of those steps. So, for example, if you're familiar with lead magnets, a lead magnet is a downloadable piece of information, often a PDF that someone gives in return for your contact information. So to signify that someone is both aware and somewhat relevant to your service line, they may want to download a buyer's guide to whatever it is your service solution is. And then they've, in a way, raise their hand to say, yes, I'm interested. Yes, I'm somewhat qualified. Now you have the opportunity to hit them with some kind of an offer to say, great, since you're thinking about this, let's move you to the next stage from a lead to a prospect, so that you can start the conversation in a more meaningful way and map out the touch point there. So the different forks and pathways that a customer can take is often something that a client hasn't really thought through as significantly. And that advanced, it doesn't have to be advanced, but that more advanced segmentation is often where an expert comes in and sort of proves the case with data. And after you go through that exercise, the client knows their customer at a much deeper level.
Well, they're also just missing out on opportunities, because if they know who their customer is, but they don't know what stage they're in, then they can't communicate to them effectively in that stage. And then the customer may get other information from a competitor and leave and go there because they haven't been satisfied with the information that they've kind of received on your website, or perhaps it's not enough. So it's just interesting to look at it as perhaps it's a way of exposing some new sources of opportunities for actually brands and your clients.
Absolutely. It also, that's a good point. The other thing that can often happen is if they're not mapping it out and they're not tracking properly, then you're sort of building a case in your mind that doesn't necessarily exist. Right? You're sort of making assumptions about what the customer's actually doing or who they actually are at a certain point and what their needs are. And then that's a dangerous place to be, because you're just guessing and you're literally making moves in the dark.
And perhaps if you've got ads going out or something and it's the wrong messaging because it's the wrong audience at the wrong time, or the right audience, maybe wrong time, then that could actually hurt your brand, and you could
absolutely
lose trust with that audience.